The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Thank you and welcome back to the Vet Hospital. Once again, I'm delighted to be joined by Bob Partridge. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening to you.
So today, I think we should talk about poisoning, and there's been a fairly high profile case in the news nationally about a well-known supermarket that has delivered chocolate to customers' house, and the chocolates have got to their pet before they've made it to the customer, and things have turned a little bit sour. Can you tell us more about this, first of all, for somebody who's not up to speed on this one then, Bob?
Absolutely. It's one of these sad things when a well-meaning gift goes astray and goes wrong. So, some chocolate was posted out and unfortunately delivered through the letterbox, and Fido managed to get hold of it because dogs love the taste of chocolate and managed to munch his way through it and had some serious problems with that.
And what was the outcome for the dog then that munched on these chocolates?
Well, I understand he's actually made a good recovery, which is great. But chocolate, the reason that chocolate has a problem for a lot of our pets is it contains a product called theobromine, and that can result in heart problems. It can result in the heart racing and having heart problems, as I say, with that. But also we can get some nervous effects as well. We can actually even have fits associated with it. So it can be quite serious.
Okay, so I've got a dog myself. Let's just say something like this happens. Some best advice, first of all. Worst case scenario, your dog unfortunately eats some chocolate. You find out they've done it. What should you do? Contact your local vet, I imagine.
Absolutely. Always the best point of contact for any health-related problem is to contact your veterinary surgeon. Frequently then, the treatment may need to use a product that will make your dog vomit, and we've got some brilliant products that work in the practice very, very effectively, and also we have an antidote so we can then stop the vomiting and the nausea afterwards as well. In addition to that, intravenous fluids are frequently needed, and also we use some activated charcoal which we give by mouth to help line the intestine, try and help avoid the absorption of any of the toxins.
Okay, so we've just talked about chocolate there. Let's talk about general poisoning. I guess there's a whole list of things that can cause your pet some type of trouble.
Absolutely. I mean, we'll try and work our way through some of those. Starting off with currants and raisins. And you know, we think about fruit bread and cakes. Now, these can be a real issue as far as dogs are concerned. And some dogs are extremely sensitive. You know, just one raisin can then cause them acute kidney problems. So those are definitely to be avoided. And in the same way with cats, cats are extremely sensitive to lilies. And you know, so lilies are beautiful flowers to have in the house and house decorations, but cats seem to like chewing on them, and they chew on the leaves and on the flowers. And again, that can end up with the kidneys having real problems too. But also the things we don't often think about as being an issue for poisoning, because they're such commonly used things for ourselves, but sweeteners, things like xylitol, which we find in chewing gum, and is also used as one of the replacements for sugar in cooking, that can have disastrous effects in terms of blood glucose control for dogs and cats. And you know, we can actually lose patients because of that. So one little bit of chewing gum left lying around the place can actually give us those sort of issues.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about that. Is there anything else that can also cause problems?
Yes, I mean, batteries, this is one that we came across recently. Batteries, when they're swallowed, especially little hearing aid batteries, they can be very, very corrosive on the lining of the stomach and actually can cause real issues that way. And in the same way, washing machine tablets, again, those are, you know, they all now carry labels, keep out of the reach of children, but keep away from pets as well, is one of the other things we should be saying. And some of the commonly used anti-inflammatory tablets and pain relief tablets that we have in the house, the ibuprofen, paracetamols and diclofenac, these again can all cause us serious problems with our cats and dogs. One other one that we have seen at this time of year is with the growth of mushrooms. Lots and lots of mushrooms out there, and as we know, some of these can be quite toxic, and some of our pets find that out as well. And so we get dogs which have serious problems with salivation and some signs of toxic poisoning from mushroom growth out in the fields when we're out walking our dogs.
Yes, keep well away from them, both people and pets. Is there anywhere else that people can go to find out more advice on this subject, Bob?
if ever you're worried about any sort of toxicity, then yes, the best person to contact is your veterinary practice, and there the veterinary surgeons or the veterinary nurses will be able to give advice and help, and if necessary, arrange for your pet to come down as a matter of urgency to make sure that treatment is administered as quickly as possible.
Okay, so where can people find contact details for the vet hospital?
Best place to contact us is by calling us on 01423 561414, or you can have a look on our website, www.vethospital.co.uk.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.